This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton, and of course, the Civic Media app, and AM-wise 50. I always have to look over at that sign. AM 1590 coming out of the studios right here, and 1100 coming out of the studios in Appleton and Oshkosh. Happy birthday today. Ed Helms is 51.
The Hangover.
Oh yeah. From The Office too. The Office.
Yep.
Okay. From The Office. Yep.
Matthew Lillard.
Yep. He's on a lot of the Scream movies.
Scooby Doo. He played Shaggy on the Scooby Doo movie.
There is a bartender in Appleton at one of the establishments who looks exactly like Matthew. I have a picture on my phone.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, baseball movie.
Yeah, Fever Pitch. No.
No.
Summer Catch.
Summer Catch. Yep. That's him.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
No, he's in a lot of stuff.
Yep. Lots.
I had a crush on Jessica Biel in that movie.
I believe it. Jessica Biel in general is just...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yakov Smirnoff.
No.
Comedian.
Go back.
Mary Lou Renton is 57.
A treasure. I wanted her haircut. I wanted her dimples.
I wanted
her smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. John wanted to become a gymnast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted the leotard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Neville. Okay, what movie? Do you guys wear leotards in your sport? We wear the official uniform of a wrestler.
No, you're getting it all
Breakfast
wrong.
Club. No, I'm not. Which part did I get wrong, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Like all of it.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy and some tights. We don't wear tights. Tights.
Oh. All right.
We wear the required uniform.
Breakfast Club.
Huh.
Milly Estevez and the bully guy. All right, fine. Yeah. Hello, Mark Kissin.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Did you ever watch Gentle Ben when you were a kid?
I was part of the no.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Ooh. Ding, ding. Did you actually text in?
Yes, I texted in.
Yep.
Huh.
No, okay.
I was a no.
So I got to tell you, so Nikki just told me a gruesome story. And this is something that you were talking about a week ago in regards to in this kind of weather and on street, things can happen so fast.
Slips and
falls. It's absolutely incredible. And a little slip and fall can be a lot worse than you ever think it could be. Nikki, what did you just tell me the story?
About curling.
Yeah.
Why were we talking about curling?
I forget. Somehow we got on curling.
Slipping on the ice, doing curling?
Yes. Yeah. So we did. We went for a staff outing, team building. One of my coworkers, 6'5", he's not coordinated, but was just shuffling along, slips, falls, hits his head on the ice, 6 staples in the top of his head because he could not stop bleeding. So,
if I can live my life without staples in my head, I will consider it a good life.
Yeah.
Curling is, it's actually a very, I think it could be a great sport.
Yeah.
People just have to be educated. They have no clue how slick that ice is.
What do you wear? Are there curling shoes?
I mean, like booties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to slide. The element sliding.
But it's the same thing of...
Is it like broomball shoes? We used to wear broomball shoes up north. No. Okay.
But I wouldn't doubt if maybe some of them wear that.
Okay. Somebody help us out. What do you wear? What do curlers wear on their feet?
I bet you a regular curler just uses their own shoes.
Oh.
Like a tennis shoe.
Okay.
I would think.
Right. But I think you have a booty that you put over it. Like
a slider or a sock almost.
Okay.
Of sorts.
Like if you're going into open house at a house.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or plumber or the electrician come over, they put those booties on.
But I've never noticed what curlers wear.
But it's one thing to go on ice. With me that I covered the Green Bay Gamblers, go on ice at the end of a period and then go on ice after it's just got redone.
With the Zamboni?
The Zamboni, yep.
There is a big difference.
Mm-hmm. How slick?
Oh, yeah.
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 You know,
and I think I told that story of we had an injury with the Gamblers, and we had to spine board them. Oof. And it was right after the period. So I was frozen to the ice. We were there. I don't think I was there more than 10 minutes.
From get chopped up and refreezing?
Yeah. So your body heat, and then you just freeze. So you're kneeling down and
you're stuck.
And I was frozen.
Wow.
They had to come out and spray some water on. And
yeah, I've had to drop the first puck a couple of times. And if you don't walk on that carpet they lay out, you're in trouble.
You'll see that every year. You'll see someone who wave in the crowd and they walk off the carpet.
One step and boom, down.
That's why the beer can races are so fun.
Yeah, well, right? That's true. And then, it's the same thing. You know, so I was in Milwaukee the other night. It was cold and just a little bit of light snow. And, you know, you'd rather have 2 inches, 3 inches of snow. Because it just is enough, and you step
that
somewhere,
dusting,
and you're down quicker than you know it.
That's what I'm saying is there's no break. When it's an ice fall, there's no breaking your fall.
No.
It's so complete.
You're coming down.
Well, and then you put something out, usually, to break your fall, and then you injure your wrist, your hand,
your backside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens so quick, and, you know, most people will get up, and that's why we talked about last week of, you know, you move your, that's sore. You can sometimes move your wrist or whatever, but then 3 weeks later, you're like, man, that thing's still, my wrist is killing me. You go get an X-ray.
Proper footwear might be a good idea.
You know, another thing, though, you got to be careful of is, I mean, I know this is a very tragic story. It happened to a family of friends of mine, where a member of their family, leaves a bar. Not a lot of people are ever walking to his car or his truck, slips and falls, gets knocked out. Nobody saw him because he had the last car in the parking lot, died of exposure.
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
I mean, that stuff, that's not uncommon. That's how dangerous ice can be.
Well, and I listened to, I think it was the day I was driving to Milwaukee, I heard you guys talking, you know, about ice safety. That same thing. I think the gentleman you talked to said, hey, let family know where you're going. Because so quick and easily, you can fall out on the ice, you can fall through ice, and, you know, even if it's 2 feet of water, that cold, you have to get those clothes
that's
off
how
quickly.
The one gentleman died recently on the bay. Yeah. It's so like it's 4 feet of water.
And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking right now. People are thinking, it's been so cold, everything's frozen. No, there's areas, ice shifts, it opens up. You can't just assume it's been cold, I'm never going to have a problem. So you just got to plan ahead.
All right, we got a text here. Sunday mornings after church, we watch Gentle Ben and Flipper. I grew up in Ishpeming. Steve from Oshkosh.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank
you, Flipper.
Thank you very much.
Flipper.
I hated those kids. They always had the perfect hair. They'd go down 20 feet, looking at a shark, and they come up, and their hair is perfect.
Hair envy.
Hated that.
Hair envy. Who else don't you like because of their hair?
A lot of people.
Matt LaFleur.
Maybe.
Yep.
He's too well-groomed for me.
Shots fired. Guess who will never be on this show? His hair is too perfect.
Too well-groomed. You don't trust people who are well-groomed.
Like, hair like that, you just don't groom it.
Yeah, all right.
You just show up like Johnny Monday morning and use some hand sanitizer to style it.
Maybe I do, Nikki.
Wow.
Well, Mark, what else going on in Bell Sports Medicine this time of year?
Hey, I just spent the last 3 days in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin School Board convention, and I will tell you the one thing I'm going to preach today is to invite every one of your listeners, go to a school board meeting.
Why were you at a school board meeting?
You know, we covered 33 schools in Northeast Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wow.
Just as a partner going on there. We do have a booth. We, you know, work for Bell and Health. We do a lot of different services from mental health, sports medicine, on-site clinics. It was a great opportunity to kind of give back. But to have the discussions, I think, with a lot of these. So it's school board members. It's superintendents. It's some assistant principals, director of facilities. I think the biggest thing talking with them is, you can just show up at a school board meeting and understand how it runs. Some point you're going to disagree with them on a vote or whatever, but to show up and just say, hey, I'm here. This is how it goes down. I think you're going to get so much further to know what they've gone through. The stories that
I give people so much credit that volunteer to do those kind of jobs. I mean, that's just all the credit in the world to them.
I guess it's anything, you know, it's like, do you understand what that job is? Do you understand
right.
that? They're not making a fortune on this, and they're making large decisions, and there is thought behind it. There is, you know, hey, what's the pros and cons on all these decisions? They're not just throwing a yes and a no whenever they want to. So I think that was the biggest thing. It was an awesome. It's a lot of time for me to engage with those.
Are you guys going to expand that far too, further south?
You never know.
Wow.
I mean,
how do you have the manpower for all these Friday nights and everything?
That's the thing about it. I mean, it does. We're short staffed right now. And we talked about that. There's a lot of school boards don't always fill all the positions. It's hard to get people to do it. Same thing with in our world of, there's not as many athletic trainers out there and to work late nights and weekends. And
that's what I mean. I'm just amazed at how many young people you have in there. Although I'll tell you what, the scariest thing is how young he is. Oh, we got Dr. So-and-so. He's our surgeon.
Right.
And the kid looks like he should be, junior in college.
Yeah, John. Yeah, that was, I'm showing my age too, because I used to say young people and they're getting young because some of our own doctors I've babysat for. So
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
How long do you have to go to school to be what would that be called? A physical?
Or an orthopedic surgeon?
No, not a surgeon, but the people that.
Like an athletic trainer?
Yes.
So now athletic trainers go through a master's. So it's 4 years.
Of regular.
You can do whatever.
Like undergrad?
Yeah, you can do kinesiology.
Okay.
And then it's you do 2 years of a master's.
Okay.
And then you're done.
Oh, okay. So 2 extra years,
yep,
basically.
2 extra years.
Okay, so like now, going to grad school for a normal thing. Okay.
A lot of us came out with just 4-year degree. So,
okay.
It wasn't hard. You have to have a passion for it. I think you have to have a passion. You have to understand, guess what? It's one thing to get an education. It's another thing to understand, man, I got to work at night. Mm-hmm. You know, trust me, I've missed some weddings. I've missed some family events. It stinks.
Holidays.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've worked on, when it was gamblers, we worked on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay. Let's be honest on one thing, though. You're okay with missing weddings. You're a guy.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
when they come back and say,
second cousin's third wedding,
but or they come back and they say, hey, you need to wear a tux in this one. You need to show up for this. Hotel stay an extra. Yeah, you start going, that's okay. I'm not going to be at that one.
Right.
Or those my daughter, I swear, the one that lives in New York, when she goes to a wedding, it's outside of the country all the time.
Yeah.
It's like she went to one in like Portugal or South America or the Philippines. It's like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, how much money do people lay out to go to somebody else's weddings these days?
I kept it simple. We did Heritage Hill.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Outdoor. As most people say, it was the best wedding of 2010.
Well, that's a great setting, though, Heritage Hill. That's fantastic.
Listen to him.
I know,
he's
right?
He's probably just buttering up
his
face.
He's making some points.
Yeah.
My wife, if she's listening, she made all those choices.
No.
Of course she did.
Hey, I got to pick out the band.
That's shocking. Normally, most guys make all the choices for the wedding.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back with more right after this. It's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman. She gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Home for matinee on.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror. Jim's got the day off. Nikki, somewhat capably filling in.
Wow.
It is cold out again, ladies and gentlemen. It is 2 degrees in Green Bay, 0 in Appleton, -1 in Oshkosh, which brings us to a conglomerate of 14 degrees below 0 with the wind chill. 14 below.
No me gusta.
With, what was that?
No me gusta. I don't like it.
Oh.
I don't like it.
14 below. Mark, you experienced it yourself this week walking around in Milwaukee, huh?
Yeah, 2 days. I shouldn't say 2 days I was out. I was outside for maybe not even 30 minutes.
Wow. We talked about this a little bit last week, and Jim and I have a big argument about this. But I think in the near future, the NFL might look at postponing games when the weather is so bad. I mean,
it's becoming more of a topic.
Where there were people that went to that game in Kansas City last year against, I forget who they even played, Miami, maybe?
It was. Yeah, Miami. It was Miami. Yeah.
And there were like 12 people, they say, had to get amputations of fingers.
It's just not worth it. It's not.
You know, but John, you bring up a great point, because think about Buffalo too. I think, remember that was whole thing last year with the snowfall? I think the NFL's got to look at it as a safety, not of just the ball players, but safety of fans getting to the stadium.
Absolutely.
And, or, you know, that one night, I think it was a Monday night game, and they said, we can't clear the stadium.
Yep. That was Buffalo.
And it's like, you have people, you know, snow up to their waist.
Right.
And, you know,
trudging their truck.
And it's like, it's not even just experience. It's not safe to, how do you get there? How do you get to the parking lot?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, or you're taking so many essential workers away from maybe what needs to happen. So, yeah, I could see it where, but the hard thing is, you know, you push it off one day, your temp's not going to change that much.
I know.
So it may be 2-3 days.
I know.
And where does it go for, you know, when can that next game be played?
You know what would make that happen is if the Players Association said, okay, we're drawing a line here. Well, if the wind chills blow a certain something, because, I mean, they do it with lightning.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like it's unheard of. And I know it's like, well, the lightning is going to dissipate, it's going to move on, whatever. But they, you know, they have done things like that. But I remember that we did a game in Menasha a few years back, and the game was stopped at halftime, and they finished it the next morning.
Yep.
They did that. But I would not be shocked, because players are starting to say, man, this is crazy. This is dangerous. We could get frostbite and lose an appendage.
Right.
Yeah. And so think about it. Even those ball players, I think we talked about, they can go in.
Right.
You know, you go in before the game, come out. Go in at halftime, come out. You have fans that are sitting outside for
There's
4 hours.
There's heated benches. There's
and
heaters
then,
on
then,
site.
And then you've got workers of the stadium
right.
that need to be there 2 hours beforehand.
Well, you know who else, though, has it the worst? The officials.
Correct.
The NFL officials have it the worst in those kind of games. And I'm surprised they haven't come up and said, hey, guys, come on. This is, now it's dangerously cold, where you could get an amputation because of the cold.
Yep. And we've only moved it further and further into the, you know, the cold time of the year.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
You know,
well, even college football.
Correct.
You know how far they're moving theirs now these days. You know, I got to be honest with you. I just didn't get into the whole playoff thing. I love college football, and I'm a big ASU fan, and for them to be in it was like, let's be like, UWGB's in the Final Four. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, this never happened. So I followed it for that. But then you get so caught up in the NFL playoffs and in all these great games that, okay, here's the biggest game of the year in
National Championship.
Like, oh yeah, is that on?
Yeah.
What is it? I think that's where, I think it's maybe week 15 with the NFL. They start moving those games to Saturdays
right.
to capture where the college games
You've
left.
You've taken away the college.
So you're, they're all fighting for the night.
Yeah.
You know, and someone said that, you guys might have been talking about that, saying when we got to like quarterfinals of the college, some of them were played on Thursday.
You never knew where the
week
games
it's Friday.
There were a couple of times it's like, oh crap, they played last night. Yep. I didn't even know that game was on.
I think Monday night came up and it was like, oh, national championship game's Monday night. It you stretched it out so long.
That you just kind of lost. At least I'm just telling myself.
No,
and their college kids, many of those kids were not in school.
No.
The school's been off for 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, but they're just trying to fight. You know, I'm sure what it is that college national championship replaced Monday Night Football.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it just seemed like, this isn't the college football season. No. Why are you playing now? You know, I just don't know. This isn't the college football season. Why are you playing now?
But I was in the airport on Monday. I'm like, why are there so many Ohio State fans? Why is everybody wearing? What rock am I under?
Where was this?
Seriously, I was flying home.
But I mean, where were you?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's one of those things too, where it's like, you know, as much as I love college football, I'd had enough.
Yes.
I had enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Tap out.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think everyone was happy because they went to 12 instead of the 4.
And then it's
and
like.
And now all your teams got in. But all
then
the
you got
teams,
an Indiana.
If you looked at the ranks, I mean, Ohio State wins it.
Yeah.
No one would have said Ohio State was going to win it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like you already got beaten a couple times.
Right. So I know they're still tweaking it, but I just don't think they've got it down pat yet. Well, Mark, tell us again. We always talk about this, what people could do this time of year, and I don't want to go walking because it's so cold, but I did join the Croc Center.
Yep.
So I want you to tell me how I should get into my new workout routine. You got 2 minutes. So make it short. Make it just.
Your dissertation. Don't go
we have a half deep. A day here,
don't
John.
Don't save like, yourself here.
Top five.
Yeah. I'm going to lose 10 pounds.
Flexibility. Go. Yeah. Flexibility.
I got to stretch.
You got to stretch. Yeah. I got
to
stretch.
Do you need a partner to stretch?
No.
What's the best stretch?
Well, if it's walking, quads, calves.
We used to have to do the thing where in football, like one guy would hold the other guy's ankle.
Yeah, you can do it. All these. There's ways. On
I will
so
ask
stretches.
Somebody when I work out if they'll hold my foot.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. No?
Mm-mm. Okay.
No. You just stretch yourself.
It's good to ingratiate yourself with the other guys in the workout
That's
room.
Okay.
No?
That's
and, right. then, and then stretch yourself afterward.
That's the key. Yep. Stretching afterwards.
Yep.
That's something I never do.
Yep.
That's
before and after, yeah. John. Yes.
That's something nobody does is stretches afterwards.
No. They're
just shut
done.
It down.
All right.
They're done. And then, but, you know, I mean, I think hydration is, you know, such a big key. I think you've gotten better with that, John.
Yeah. You notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start playing basketball again. The odds of me tearing something in my lower body percentage-wise. 100%.
Yep. John, ask so many people.
Make it rain.
Those noon ball games and how many people, yeah, making it rain and making their bodies rain.
Holy.
What are the odds? Hey, let's take the over-under on Johnny meets his deductible this year. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
By my birthday in March.
In March.
I'm going to be hearing one of those little scooter things. Like quick break. Back after this. What I am, what I believe in. Hallelujah.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it is pausing hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. Following the State of the State address Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Oshkosh to meet with local leaders and community members. It was there that he told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
All I can say is that the people of Wisconsin are concerned about the fact that we have people, immigrants working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday to meet with local leaders and community members and discuss how to support local communities in this Year of the Kid. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, coming up later on tonight, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Don't miss out because Bar Band Friday is on. Terry Barr is going to be in to play a song and learn more about a Wisconsin blues artist in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. That's tonight with Pete Schwabba on Nightlight. That's 6 till 8 right here on WGBW and WISS. Now back to Mino and the Mayor. This morning, John Mino, and sitting in for the Mayor, the very capable and lovely Nikki Z.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's compliment day. Thank you, John.
Yep. That's right. It's compliment day. I'm still waiting.
You're my favorite. Oh, you are so good looking.
Thank you.
That was on a Seinfeld.
I know.
You should know that know. Instead of the bless you, right?
So, you know what the episode was on last night?
Which one?
The girl with the laugh. Yeah. Hey, we got Aaron Ludwig in. And Aaron's wearing the coolest hoodie ever because it says, on the eighth day, God created bacon, and it was very good.
Yep.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
True good, story.
You? Good. Good. Good to see you.
Good to have me. Good to be on.
We're good friends. We've been for a long time at Facebook and things like that. Yep. And I just was reading about one of your things that just sounded really cool, where you and a bunch of guys, just guys, have put together a podcast just to talk about guy stuff. Can you explain that? And is there somebody, first of all?
It's a really deep concept.
Yeah. But it's based on bacon. But is there somebody you want to say hello to first?
Yeah, my wife, Angie, is a teacher out at Glenbrook Elementary School in Pulaski. And I believe she might be listening right now with her class.
Yes. Hi, Mrs. Ludwig's class.
She sent me a message on the way here saying, what are you guys talking about? Is it appropriate for first graders? And I'm like, well, I don't think we're going to be swearing or anything like that. So I think we'll be okay. Yeah.
Well, with Nikki here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Compliment
day. Compliment day, John.
Yeah, top of the day. So, Aaron, tell me a little bit about how you got started with this, which just, it sounds like a simple idea, but it turned out to be a really cool idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, years ago, I'm almost 50, and I would say back when I was probably in middle school, I've always loved sports.
Right.
And discovered pretty early that I'm white with very few athletic skills. And so I probably wasn't going to be
paint the picture.
Basketball.
Aaron.
Yeah,
paint
exactly. Basketball, you know, I have like a 1-inch vertical leap and that wasn't going to work. So I started to look at getting into sports talk and just the sports industry. And at that time, ESPN was really taking off. And so I was going to be the next Chris Berman. I was going to be the next Dan.
We all were.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, you know, things happened. That didn't really work out. But I always loved listening to sports talk. And so I would come home after work and I'd talk to my wife about, you know, the latest sports news because she loves sports anyway. So she'd say, hey, what are they talking about? You know. And,
well, she must because, Nikki, he had a honeymoon that would have been something you would have done.
Absolutely. Went to a ballpark to Fenway.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you get a bride that agrees to a baseball honeymoon, ha! Jackpot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. No, I was very fortunate. And then on the way home, because we road tripped it out there from Green Bay out to Maine, and then we were gonna spend a day doing the whole Boston Freedom Trail thing and whatever, and then finish it with a Red Sox game. And on the way home, the plan was to stop midway. Canton, Ohio is about midway between.
So
you know?
Cleveland.
So we were going to, yeah, well, no, we were going to stop in, yeah, Hall of Fame, to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, right.
Well, we realized as we got there and there were no hotel rooms available within an hour and a half of Canton, that apparently that weekend, unbeknownst to us, it was the National Soapbox Derby championship.
Akron.
And apparently that just, is it in Akron?
Yeah.
Okay, so wherever it was, we had nothing for an hour and a half. And then we finally found a place where, like, I was driving. I'm like, I got to stop. We got to find a place. And we stopped in one hotel. And they're like, well, we have a room, but it has a handicapped shower. We're like, we don't. Give us the room. You know, so we ended up staying. I don't even remember where it was. And we thought about going back the next day, but we were getting homesick at that point. It was like 10 days. I'm like, no, let's just, she was actually the one that was like, no. And I was like, that's fine with me. So yeah, but it was, I mean, that was a fantastic honeymoon, a bucket list going to Fenway. You know, the only stadium that I wish I'd gotten to that I never did was Old Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But other than that, it's like, yeah, maybe Camden Yards is another one I would love to go to.
So you basically, what podcasts have been able to do is anybody that wants to be a talk radio person can become a talk radio person. Tell me how you hit on this topic with your guys.
Yeah. So my nickname is Bacon. So, hence the hoodie. And I have like hats that just say Bacon, and my wife thinks it's the weirdest thing, but you know, whatever, it's fun for me. And that's all she cares about. So, I went on a dad group that I belong to on Facebook and just put out there saying, anyone want to do a podcast? Any dads out there want to do a podcast? Have you ever wanted to, you know, put your ideas out there and whatever. And I got a ton of guys. And so the dads with Bacon, the name came from, you know, it's a bunch of dads hanging out with me,
right,
Bacon, and talking about whatever. The sports angle, it kind of took off. I mean, that's kind of the low hanging fruit. Everyone wants to talk about sports, but eventually we want to turn it into a network, like a legitimate network where it's anything that guys are into. And it's, I say it's four dads
or it's by dads for everyone, because it's, I mean, I'm sure Nikki could find plenty of stuff on there. My wife actually finds stuff on there that's interesting, you know, and we want to expand it to do, you know, cooking. And I mean, guys love grilling, you know, so like grilling shows and, you know, maybe man cave shows where we're redoing stuff like that. I'm a big gamer. So like we have, there's a lot of dads in these groups that are into like retro video games or even new video games that we're talking about putting together, like an esports team. And I mean, so Okay. It's kind of, it's about everything. But if you listen to our podcast right now that we have, it's mainly sports.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. How long this has been a dream for?
It's been a dream for forever. But I mean, we've been doing it for 2 years. We started in our first podcast was in November of 2022.
Okay.
And then, you know, it kind of dies down in the summertime. That's sure. when we have a hard time. Like I'm scrambling to find guys to join because none of us are getting paid yet. I mean, we want to eventually, but it's one of those things where right now, hey, whoever wants to come on, like we have, I have one friend here named Ben who's in the Green Bay area, but then we have another guy from Indiana that comes on, a guy from Chicago, one guy from Annapolis, Maryland that comes on. He's a former arena football player, so like cool. he's going to start doing an arena football show, and yeah, so.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to look it up myself. I said, well, you know. Yeah, why would you not want to join something?
Is
like
it
this?
A support thing too? In certain ways,
it is. You know, the one thing that's the biggest thing that I want to avoid is, and I don't mean to put anybody down by saying this, but a lot of the groups that I'm in for dads, I find that every time I go on the group, it's one post after another of guys whining, you know, like oh my life sucks, oh my, you know, and it's like okay, you know, I. So
Rob goes on this?
Stop it. Stop it. Never.
Nice. I
you know, bada-bing.
Yep. Sir, that one up there. But no, it's I want to avoid doing that. Like I don't want it to just become
bashing
a bashing or just a wine fest where all we do is talk about how much our life stinks or all the problems that we have. But I do want to have that part out there. Like we're starting a foundation where we can help, you know, raise money for dads that are going through issues. There's a lot of dads out there that, you know, and I think it's becoming more and more prevalent nowadays where you have single dads who, you know, for whatever reason, can't see their kids, but they're good dads. You know, the mom is using the kids against them and they can't afford an attorney. So it's like helping guys like that. I definitely want to do,
sure. You know, we had somebody on yesterday from suicide prevention. And one of the things they said was one of the major things is, have somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. And you might have somebody from Annapolis and you're in Green Bay, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You guys can connect the way. Having somebody to talk to is so important.
Yeah, and it has become like we were around Christmas time, we always get a little mushy because we have a group chat that's just like the 10 of us or 12 of us that have kind of helped build this thing with me. And we go back and forth and like usually around Christmas time, it's like, hey guys, I love you. You know, like it's just, it's become, because I used to be, before I met my wife, I was a barfly, you know, and once I met her.
Is that how you know Nikki? What was that? What was
compliment
that?
Day, John.
Yeah, no!
If only eyeball rolls were audible.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But it's become one of those things where it's taken the place of me going out at happy hour and meeting my friends and, you know, drinking for 2 or 3 hours. It's like, I can join these guys once a week and we can just basically, it serves that purpose.
Accomplish the same
thing. Yeah. And I think,
drinking.
Yeah. Well, and I usually have a little whiskey while I'm doing the show, you know, right there. But, in fact, we're looking for whiskey sponsors. So if anyone wants to, but, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why my wife likes it too, because it's like, she understands that she has a support system of friends and girlfriends that they go out and things like that. And I don't necessarily have that same thing. So this is it.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, women are a lot better at putting a group together and talking and whatever. Guys aren't very good at that.
No.
They're not very good at that.
No.
So you found a way for them to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and it might look and sound different than when the girls get together, right?
Yep.
Girls get together and it might be the 20 minutes of venting about the household responsibilities or, you know, somebody's doing this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah.
This connection for guys might look and sound a little bit different. It might not be, oh, I shrunk my favorite sweater this week, but...
Are you sure? It could
be.
It could be.
It could be tips and tricks.
I shrunk mine this week.
Huh. Maybe that's why it was top of the mind.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it
so please
it,
accept
true.
Lino's request to join the group. Help him through this.
Actually,
life.
I invited him. I invited
him.
Yeah, he hasn't responded
you
yet.
You know,
I don't think
Lino
I know how to do it.
Yeah, there's that.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot.
Nikki will walk him through it.
There you go.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, it is different than that. Like we don't necessarily we do talk about our personal lives, like what's
sure.
coming up or whatever, like, you know, and usually after the show that we do on Wednesday nights, if we don't, you know, if we're not going too long on the show, and sometimes our show is a very, it's kind of like this show, free form, where it's like, we do have topics that we plan on talking about,
yep.
but if something gets going and we really get into a discussion, or maybe it gets a little heated, but not like
right.
rude, not over the top. Like, I'll just let it go.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, let's keep talking about this. We don't have, like, we're on the internet. It's a podcast. We don't have commercials necessarily. We don't have the restraints that, you know, other formats might have. So we can just keep going, you know, and that's fun.
I think that's cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So we have, it's funny. We do have one of our guys from Indiana as a teacher. So he's very structured. Yeah. And when he was on, we'd say, okay, we're going to do an hour. We're going to do this segment for 10 minutes. And then you'd see in the private chat, like, hey guys, we might want to wrap it up. And he took a break because he took a new job. And it's like, wow, Brad's not here. So we can kind of go on when it, for as long as we want. And he was on this past week because he's a Bear fan. And I was kind of giving him a hard time after the show. I'm like, hey, Brad, sorry. It was an hour and a half. I mean, that's a little bit longer, you know. But
Me and Nick, it was always that management. We're like, you got to stay a little more structured. Yeah. What are your topics?
Yeah.
And we would start. And then somebody would make a phone call about something.
And
it was just for the next 2 hours. Yeah. We were talking about that thing out of the blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Ludwig, I think this is really cool. Dads with Bacon is the name of the podcast.
Yep.
We're going to talk more about how people can find it and how you can welcome people into your group.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds great.
Got Sean Becker coming up, Aaron's Nordic Center, Mike Schabo, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. A lot going on. And the Nickster in the house. Give yourself a little plug. That was terrible.
Keep it here. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor. Care to take along, maybe a song
to sing when I want. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile.
Girl, if it lasts for hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor with Nikki filling in today. And it is, of course, as we mentioned before, Neil Diamond's 84th birthday.
Wow.
It's classmate of yours, huh?
Okay, everybody, right here we go. Ready?
Oh, I love my Rosie child. You got
the way. I'm disappointed in the group. I'm disappointed in the group. None of you helped John get through that.
Cracklin' Rose.
This song you expected us to sing along to?
Yes.
No.
Guitar humming.
Wow.
But left us hanging for Sweet Caroline?
We didn't really do Sweet Caroline.
But when's that coming?
I thought you said you didn't like Sweet Caroline.
No, I have a friend who doesn't.
Oh. You got a friend?
Compliment day.
Yeah, compliment day.
That was a good zinger.
Thank you.
I got to give him credit.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Aaron Ludwig, Dads with Bacon. We just got a text here. Dads with Bacon rocks with 3 exclamation points from Charles.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
I think you should start something like this with women.
I think that's social media in general. I think women,
I think it'd be great at hosting something like this.
Moms with the Nickster.
Yes.
Oh.
Moms with Noodles.
Moms with noodles.
Oh, we gotta think about this. Yeah.
Moms with carbs. Body by carbs. You must be fueled by carbs. Yes.
I like this a lot. So, Aaron, once again, are you getting your fill, your taste of being in sports talk?
Yeah. You know, I will say this. The one difficult thing, at least for me, and I know it's not the same necessarily for all dads, but I don't have enough time to watch all the stuff. You know, and my kids are 10 and 11. They're 14 months apart. Delaney is the older one, and she loves everything about sports. Dom is more of a gamer. We're trying to get him into more sports, but he's not necessarily. And, you know, you kind of balance, like, how much do we force it and how much do we just be like, hey, he's starting to learn what he likes and, you know,
absolutely.
That's his life. But some of the guys in our group will sit there and text on a regular basis, like, "Oh, look at this," and "Oh, look at this," and I'm like, "How?"
Oh, with games? You mean watching games? Like,
yeah, watching games, or you know, and one of them, Steve, he's our guy in Pittsburgh. He does like PA announcing for like local colleges sure. and things like that. So he gets into more of the college stuff, which is great. Like, I would love to be able to do more of that. But right now, that's the biggest thing, because there are times I love hosting our show because I feel like I have to know the least amount then. Because yeah. I kind of start the topics. It's kind of like if someone were asking me to describe our show, I would describe it as a more fun, laid back version of Around the Horn.
Okay.
You know, sure. Absolutely. So it's like you got the host, that's me. And then I throw out a topic and just like, boom, 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 let's go around. And there are times when I haven't been able to do that. And then my friend Ben will host a show here in Green Bay and he'll bring him something. And I'm like, yeah, move on to someone else, because I have no idea, you know? And then I'm like, why am I on the show right now? I am not really sure. So it's, that's the biggest hurdle is being able to keep up with all that.
And but then, that's why you surround yourself and you've got that great team.
Oh, yeah.
You've built
exactly.
it up.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
That's
that was kind of the idea was I wanted to build it up, get it rolling, and then have other people, you know, kind of take the ball from there so I could focus on other aspects of it. Cause it started out as gaming and sports. And then I was doing two podcasts a week and my wife was like,
when did gaming get so big?
Oh, I mean, well, I started with Pong. I mean, back when I was like five in my parents' basement.
That's the only
the
video game
I've
ever played. Yeah, get a text here. Moms with noodles, exclamation. Do it, Nikki. Kimberly.
Okay. All right.
I think it'd be awesome.
That's our favorite Kimberly Paul.
I think you would be good at that.
I'll look into it.
All right.
I think I've got access to some
studio-ish. Todd, what do you think?
You got to find a producer, and then you'll be set.
Ooh, is that a quick blow off? Oh, my God.
But my pouty lip. But,
ouch.
But
ouch.
I thought I knew a guy.
You know, Nikki, there has to be a female producer out there that,
probably
that would help
very
you out
capable
with that. See, that's what
cool.
you got to do. Like, for me, I started looking. We have one guy that helps us out that's not a dad. And I was like, I don't want to be that jerk that's like, you have to be a dad, or, you know. And and Adam is really great with his stuff. He's our guy out in Massachusetts. He's our in-house Patriots fan. But, you know, he was like, well, I want to be a dad. I'm like, all right, there we go. That qualifies.
I'm trying.
So, yeah, we're trying.
Hey,
so.
Was that the time when you were in high school in Hortonville and it was Sadie Hawkins dance, and you went up to this guy and you go, hey, you know, there's a big dance this weekend. And he goes, yeah, why don't you go find somebody to go with you? Is that the way that was kind of? Huh. Same type of thing?
Yeah.
Because you didn't get asked to your junior prom, right?
Nope.
Okay. Ooh, it's kind of a sore spot with her about the old dances and proms.
That's fine. That's why I've got this sparkling personality.
Mm.
Do you?
Compliment day, John.
I'm working on it.
Thank you, Mark.
We may have to move seats around here for a little bit.
You know? Yes.
Aaron, last thing for you. Yeah. If people want to join in, be a part of this, because I think with people listening here, this is going to hit a chord with them as far as this is something they would like to be part of.
Sure.
How do they do it?
You can, it's on Facebook. That's pretty much all we are right now. And it's facebook.com/DadsWithBacon is our page. And then facebook.com/groups/DadsWithBacon, I believe, is
you
for
should
our
be
group.
Able to search.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Facebook
search this over.
For
yeah.
the
I just
group.
Searched
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Search.
And it worked up.
So the group, there's two.
Dads with Bacon TV.
Well, it's called Dads with Bacon TV, but it's just right. Dads with Bacon. You'll find it with that.
How'd you get the nickname Bacon?
Yeah.
I actually.
A lot of pork products.
Yeah. There. Well, I was.
Which gets a bad
rap. Real quick version of the story.
Pork gets a bad rap.
It does. It does. Real quick version of the story. A bartender that I used to hang out with back in the day found out I love bacon. She started calling me Bacon and just kind of stuck.
Oh, all right.
I could really do this much longer, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought there was
could
some
be called worse
sunscreen
things bacon,
application or something.
I could have made that up. I could have made it up, Nikki.
Aaron Ludwig, Dance with Bacon TV is the name of it. It sounds great. I think you're doing something that's actually important. I know you're having fun with it, but I think it's an important thing where guys have a place to go to and just talk with other guys.
I hope so.
Cheers.
Hope
congratulations.
So.
Great to see you.
It's like sitting in the garage having beers type of.
That's the idea.
That's
the
idea. Congratulations, Aaron. We're going to set our break. Sean Becker, Aaron's Nordic Center, will be joining us to talk about an amazing event they have coming on. Heights Pub and part of the music series with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band and Mike Schaubo. Back after this.
Touching hands. Reaching.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.